From the Everything Old is New Again file comes today's special Unger Report. Do you remember this sound? That's the audio signature for a raucous TV news magazine that came to define the genre of tabloid TV. As Brian Unger reports, the groundbreaking show may be coming back for more.
It was 1986, and as an experiment by the Fox Broadcasting Corporation on their New York City affiliate, opposite Johnny Carson and Ted Koppel, the TV news magazine A Current Affair was born. The show promised to go places others do not and report stories no one else uncovers, and that it did. Characters like Joey Buttafuoco and Mary Beth Whitehead became the currency of A Current Affair, and audiences ate it up. Peter Brennan was the show's creator and executive producer.
It worked because it had that Maury sense of humor and the wink, and it didn't take itself too seriously.
The wink and Maury sense of humor belonged to the show's anchorman of 5 years, Maury Povich. Handpicked by Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch, Povich came to define A Current Affair's, you gotta be kidding me, sensibility.
We were this kind of irreverent, rebellious show, showing the public, wait a second, there's some, you know, all those things that the news divisions were ripping off the wires and putting in the trash baskets. We decided to say, hey, they touch all the classic Shakespearean themes as any story that you would ever want.
Legend has it, senior staffers, including Povich, picked those stories not from their offices, but from a bar across the street called The Racing Club.
And we would retire there every day about 2 o'clock for a rather long liquid lunch and just kind of draw it up there.
Eventually, someone had to leave their stool to get the show on the air. Peter Brennan, the show's producer, claims he was that someone.
Yeah, it's a nice legend. I only wish it had been that easy that we could have produced it from a bar. We would have had a lot more fun.
Brennan hopes to recapture some of that glory when he and Fox roll out an all-new A Current Affair, but one with a familiar ring.
Yeah, it was called the Ka-Chung, in honor of my wife. They called it the Ka-Chung.
Povich's wife is TV journalist Connie Chung, whose namesake became the show's trademark. Povich gives the Ka-Chung a lot of credit for the show's success.
If anybody's in another room and they hear the ticking of the clock, they know 60 Minutes is on, so get in front of the TV. We need a sound. Then the sound was the sound of an old-time construction paper cutter and the sound of that coming down with the swish of a golf club put through a synthesizer, and that produced the Ka-Chung.
Povich eventually left A Current Affair in 1991 for his own highly rated daytime talk show. A Current Affair went on without him for another 5 years. If all goes according to Fox's plan, the Ka-Chung of the new A Current Affair will be heard in living rooms in 2005, but without Povich.
It was probably the most important, thrilling experience I've ever had in the business, and I wish them well. But they would be hard-pressed to beat the original.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
And this note, Maury Povich once hired a very green 24-year-old named Brian Unger to be a field producer on another television show.
Don't worry about, you know, the beginnings of your career.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you.
And for the beginnings of the Unger Report on Day to Day, you can check the archive of what Brian's reported here at our website, npr.org. Just go to Day to Day.